This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got an interesting guest for this first couple of segments, and this may not seem like politics to you, but let me tell you this. It fits in very well for our listeners because of our demographics here. You know, we've heard in the news of late of a process that will either terminate or drastically reduce the length of the aging process. I find that to be a fascinating subject. I have a lady on the line with me right now, a playwright who wrote a play called Ageless. We're going to get her ideas, first of all, on the aging process, whether or not it's a normal, natural, good thing, or whether or not it's something we may want to alter. Bridget Portman, her dad's a good friend of mine. I want to say, Bridget, what do you think about, now you're quite a bit younger than I am, and certainly probably a lot of our listeners. Talk to me about your feelings, if you would, about the aging process. Is that something that the medical community should be even trying to alter?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, by the way. You know, my feelings about it are honestly mixed, and I think that's part of the reason that I wrote this play. I've struggled all my life with the fear and anxiety associated with the idea of getting older. I remember, you know, I didn't even want to become a teenager. I wanted to stay a kid. And, you know, every birthday from about 13 onwards, I remember, dreading. So I've had this concern, this fear about getting older all my life. But then there's the alternative, which is the idea of, okay, well, what if you didn't age? What if you lived forever? Would that be better or worse? And I don't know that I have the answer to that. I do know that I felt compelled by this question to write this play that struggles with these very issues. So the premise of my play is that about 100 years in the future, everyone takes a pill that freezes the aging process. And I think initially when you think about that premise, my initial reaction is, wow, that sounds great. I'd love to look like I was in my 20s forever. Think of all the age-related diseases we wouldn't have to deal with. Think of, you know, quality of people's lives. But then I started thinking about, are there possible negative repercussions? And I think that there could be. And so a couple of the repercussions that I explore in this play are, first of all, I think that in a society that has eradicated aging, the idea of death would become even more taboo and scary than it is today. And I think death is already kind of too taboo in our society. We don't like to talk about it.
Well, let's stop it just for a second, if you don't mind if I interrupt you here. Number one, when you say death is taboo in our society, I really have to wonder about that. Can you elaborate on that statement just a little bit for me?
Well, I think in our society, it's kind of not talked about.
No.
If you think about, you might disagree with that. I would say, you know, if you think about years ago when death was kind of maybe more frequent, when we didn't have all of the modern technology, modern medicine, it was very common for death to happen, for it to be in the home, and for children to see their grandparents and other relatives, you know, lying in state at a wake. And I think those things are less common today. Death often happens in hospitals. I'm in my mid-30s, and I have not ever seen a dead body. And I know I'm fortunate in that, but I also think that I think it's rarer these days to to feel that death is very close to us in that way. So you can definitely feel free to disagree.
Well, death has a different. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. It's kind of tough when we don't do interviews in person. But although it's worked for me since about 1995, but. You know, having said that, I think a person's perception of death is very, very dependent on their faith, whether or not they are Jewish, Christian, or Muslim. You know, I'm not really sure that it really matters. I think most people who have faith are not particularly afraid of dying. And I agree with you 100% that at least when I was younger, I mean, death was something that oftentimes did occur in the house, but with the advances today of medicine, et cetera, it very seldom occurs in the house. I mean, you can keep a person alive today for a very long period of time, and you know, the one comment that I would make is that I really, having been through some serious medical issues, you know, with my family and friends over the past 10 years or so, I really wonder if that's a good thing. Now, I don't want to discuss the specifics of your play right now. I want to do it in the next brief segment. But as a 30-something person, what I'm curious about is, do you think death is something, and let's forget about the moralistic issues here, let's just talk about the personal feelings of Bridget Portman, and we can talk about the personal feelings of Al Corlin if you want, but since death is a pretty natural part of life, as our income taxes, ho ho ho, what I would want to say here is that I think that the circle of life, you know, particularly as portrayed in The Lion King, I think is something that is just absolutely normal in our society. And I really question if human beings should really try to influence that. What does Bridget Portman think?
I think that's a wonderful perspective to have. I did a lot of research actually on the topic of death anxiety as part of my my doctorate in political science. I was actually interested in whether people with different political and different religious beliefs, whether there was a difference in terms of how much fear they felt about death. And so I surveyed and I interviewed a lot of people. It was a fascinating project. And what I found was everybody that I interviewed and talked to admitted being a little bit anxious about it, at least a little bit. There was some variation, and that didn't really make a difference what the person's political or religious beliefs were. Interestingly, I found that people that had the strongest religious beliefs, kind of the firmest beliefs in an afterlife, and the people that were atheists and did not believe in an afterlife had less fear than the people who were kind of in the middle and who were unsure, which makes sense, I guess. So, you know, according what my personal feelings and the research that I've done kind of tells me that, yes, death is a natural thing. I think it would be great if nobody was afraid of it, but I think a lot of people are. It's not a subject that I love to think about.
No, I understand.
I'd say that I certainly have some anxiety about it, and I think a lot of people do as well.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al and Bridget have to take a quick commercial break here. We're going to be back with this particular topic, which I find to be fascinating, in about 30 seconds. Stick around. I'll be right back with Bridget Portman.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Bridget Portman here. We're talking about the subject of death, a very apropos subject, appropriate, I guess is a better word here. I think for any type of discussion, it's something we're all going to be facing one way or the other. And it's interesting to see what people think about that. But it's particularly important and particularly timely, in my viewpoint right now, because of the news that's coming out of an anti-aging pill that so far the medical community says is feasible. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Bridget, your play is very interesting to me in the sense that it's a subject, as I said, that is probably one of the most avidly discussed subjects throughout society. Let's talk about the specifics of the play, okay?
Sure. Yeah, and as I said, my play kind of explores both sides of the question. The premise, again, is about 100 years in the future, everyone takes a pill which completely freezes or stops the aging process. And so in this future society, everybody starts taking this pill when they're about 25. And so you have a society of people who all look like they're in their 20s, but who may chronologically be 50 or 60 or 80 or older.
Okay.
My play's protagonist, the central...
I believe your protagonist, I believe
my
name is Marion, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Marin. Her name's Marin.
Okay.
The play's protagonist, Marin, starts out as a teenager. She's 15 years old. And she is obsessed, as many teenagers are, with things that are taboo and things that you're not supposed to be interested in or talk about. And for her in this society, that's aging and death. And so she dyes her hair gray to the great shock of her mother. In this society, having gray hair is associated with being what people call an ager, mm-hmm. or a person who doesn't take the pill. And in the society of this play, the only people who don't take it are people who have chosen not to for personal reasons, and there aren't very many, and they're kind of ostracized. Or people who are part of a very poor underclass who can't afford it. And they're also marginalized and ostracized. So when Marin dyes her hair gray, this makes her mother quite concerned. And her mother, Olivia, is the main antagonistic force in the play. She is actually one of the inventors of the anti-aging pill and very much a champion of it. She looks like she's about 30 since she's been taking this pill. As it comes out, she's actually much older than that. There's also a secret involving Marin's father. I don't want to entirely give it away, but there's a mystery surrounding what happened to Marin's father.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marin, over the course of this play, comes more and more into conflict with her mother. They clash over whether or not Marin is going to start taking the pill when she's 25. She decides not to. And so she and her mother become estranged at that point. And Marin insists on aging naturally in this society against the backdrop of all these other people who choose to take the pill. And so the rest of the play, it chronicles what happens to her, difficulties that she has in her relationships, her marriage, her relationship with her the daughter that she eventually has, her ability to find work. Some of the play deals with age discrimination in the workplace, her difficulties with her health as she gets older. And ultimately, again, I don't want to give the ending of the play away right now, but ultimately the play is about, is she going to cave into social pressure and start taking this pill? Or is she going to hold out and ultimately embrace her aging and find something that is positive in it? And for Olivia, which is, the flip side, is she going to eventually regret taking this pill? Is she going to get tired of her long life? As I said, I think there's a message that the play promotes, and I think that message is more on the side of the idea of, as you were talking about, the circle of life, that aging is a natural thing, that we might want to think twice before we condemn the idea of aging and try to eradicate aging. But it doesn't oversimplify it either, because I try to show the real problems, the real difficulties that Marin does face as she gets physically older.
You know, I think the concept of aging is an interesting one to discuss, as you and I were chatting off mic about that particular topic. And, being a Christian, and everybody really, this is, you know, I'm not letting the cat out of the bag or anything like that. This is something that most of my audience is aware of, and our audience, Bridget, for what it's worth, is kind of a, they represent kind of a mixed bag in the sense that some religious and some not, and that's the way life should be, in my opinion, because nobody's absolutely correct about what they were saying. The subject that I find to be sub-subject, I guess is another way to put this, that I find to be interesting here is the concept of quality of life. You know, medical science today has gotten to the point where they're very effective at eliminating physical suffering, okay, and actually mental suffering, I would have to say, to a very large extent. But society is really able to, number one, prolong life. I can tell you that from past experience, as our audience is aware. They do not seem to be able, however, to maintain quality of life. And I think quality of life is the main issue here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God put us on this earth, for those of you who believe in God, and if you don't, that's your business, not mine, but I do. And I believe that God put us on this earth, number one, to prosper and to be happy, and to make society as good a place as we possibly can. And why do we have to die? What does that mean? You know, when people die, do they go on to a different, what's the best way to put this? Universe, I guess I would say, a different reality? I don't know. I mean, I suppose I will find out someday. Will I be aware? I believe I should say that I'll find that out someday. Will I be aware of that belief or not? That's something that I really can't say. But I think when you have a phenomenon or an event that has been around humanity forever, since day one, whether or not you read the Bible, etc., is not the issue. But when you have an event that's been around since day one, my question is that something that we want to mess with? Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like a copy of the playbill here, if you'd like a copy of the play, we can make that available to you. We have made that available to you. Simply click on the link on the informational page that I put here on my friend Bridget Portman. Bridget, always a pleasure. Fascinating discussion. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press that he decided against the retaliatory strike against Iran after hearing from the military how many people could die.
I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, mm-hmm. plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says it's bad the president appears indecisive.
The president
is not acting carefully at this time, and he has many of us very concerned about the direction of our country at this crucial time.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics with the last two segments of the show. You know, I have to say that being introduced by Sandy, his publicist, to David Horowitz was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I'm now reading his books, and I'm now getting to know some of his colleagues who are very, very interesting people. And what they talk about to me is nothing more than common sense. I have an author on the line with me who is very involved with David, and his name is John Perrazzo. I posted an article that John wrote, basically snippets of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, and how that applies to what's going on with President Trump right now. We have had, even though it's only been up here for about half an hour, we've had some interesting response from it. John, before we get into your political views, etc., let's talk a little bit about who John Perrazzo is, a little bit about your background, your education, what have you.
Well, I've been working for David Horowitz's, it's called the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which
right.
publishes Front Page magazine, and also runs a, what my main work is that I run as the managing editor of discoverthenetworks.org, which is an encyclopedia of the American left. So if you want to know the agendas of the American left and what they have in mind for the country, where they come from, what their history is, and what their aspirations are, it's a great resource. We have thousands of profiles of individuals and organizations that constitute the left in the United States. My background is that I live in New York State, lived in New York State my whole life. I have a college degree from a small school here called Mercy College, but I consider that to be maybe the least important thing, because I think you remember there was an old book called Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. I always kind of laughed. I said, Everything I Need to Forget I Learned in College,
yeah.
where we were indoctrinated. So
that's very true. Hey, folks out there, sorry a little bit about the background noise. We have a landscape outfit working in the background, and I told them to shut it down, and they did it for a while, but they didn't do it long enough. But I'm sure this will come across very clear anyway. Liberals are very interesting to me in the sense that I think that they are unrealistically idealistic. What do you think about that statement?
Well, I think, you know, maybe the person who I think has put it best is Dennis Prager. He's a wonderful writer and author and speaker, and he's a religious Jew. And he has basically said that one of the defining characteristics of the left is that they have a view of human nature that people are good. People are basically good. And that runs counter to religious tradition and really the wisdom of the ages. If you believe that human nature is basically good, then you will trust people. You will be in favor of people trusting their own feelings as opposed to being accountable for their behaviors and accountable to the rule of law.
Well, what I find to be interesting is in the Old Testament, I'm a bit of a Bible scholar in the sense that that's one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Probably at the wrong places, but is religion, you know, and I don't much care if a person is you know, Jewish or Christian. I have some pretty strong feelings, though, about some of the Islamic folks. I think they're perhaps a bit misdirected. But let me say this. If you read the Old Testament, it does not portray mankind as necessarily being perfect or everybody being good. Not even close, John.
No, not at all. And, you know, as you're speaking, you make me think of when you mentioned about liberals being unrealistically, I think you said optimistic.
Idealistic.
That was the word you used. Idealistic, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see that played out in so many ways. For example, in the immigration debate, they're presumably motivated and animated by idealism and the belief that that anyone who enters this country is coming in for good reasons and coming in to add to our well-being as a nation, but. There's another side to that story. As Donald Trump said in one of his speeches, that you don't build walls because you hate people on the outside. You build walls because you love the people on the inside. Mm-hmm. And it's just a basic fact of life. Even immigration from the Muslim world, you know, there's nothing wrong with being careful about who we let into this country. There's been a lot of research, for example, opinion polls of Muslims all over the world, and these are polls conducted not by right-wing outlets, but really by the Pew Research Center, which is more of a left-leaning organization, and they poll Muslims all over the world. How do you feel about various things like polygamy, suicide bombings, stoning people for homosexuality, stoning people for converting away from Islam, etc.? And, you know, depending on where these people are, the percentages who claim to be in favor of these things are astoundingly high, and we have to really consider as a society, do we want to allow our country's basic character to be changed radically by letting in large numbers of people who hold these values that are counter to everything that the American founding stood for?
Yep. Well, I have to say, I really believe in the goodness of mankind. But I have to say, I think you really have to. If you have that belief, I think you have to be a little bit careful, only because there are people who basically have huge chips on their shoulders. There are people, I guess I should say, John, who firmly believe that their beliefs are correct, even if that means, as you say, you know, stoning members of the gay community or what have you. And they believe it deep down in their soul. And that is something I think that you really have to be careful of. You know, a really good example, John, that I found of why I think liberals are perhaps ultra-idealistic is all you have to do is look at the new Green Deal. I mean, we're talking about terminating air travel. We're talking about the total disregard and non-usage of fossil fuels. That makes absolutely no sense with the level of sophistication and the lifestyles that the people in the developed countries anyway have. You just can't have that.
No, it's it would be an economic disaster. And of course, when it came time to actually put their money where their mouths were, vote on it, the Democrats could not muster really any significant support at all to get it passed through the Senate.
John, I want to ask you a question before we get into the next segment, where we're going to talk about your opinions, which I think are based on fact, on a recent TV series that just aired entitled When They See Us. But I want to get your opinion first on something else. You know, the presumable Democratic candidate, although I'm not sure that I think he'll make it, is Bernie Sanders. Bernie is on record as saying, if people understood what I meant by socialism, they would applaud me for furthering that cause. Can you think of even one instance where socialism has worked in the modern world, John?
No, it hasn't. The maxim really goes that socialism spends the money that capitalism creates. There is not an example in the history of the human race where people have been lifted out of poverty in large numbers under any system at all except for free market capitalism. If you look at the world today, the rate of deep, what they call deep poverty or extreme poverty, which is subsisting on $1 or $2 a day or less, has been cut in half over the past 10 or 15 years, mainly because of globalization and the influence of free market capitalism.
They're not looking at if I can just interrupt you, we better take a real quick commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back with John here in Perazzo, sorry, here in less than 30 seconds. Stick around.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
John, we kind of wrapped up the last segment. You were giving your opinion on how the sophistication of the maturity of modern civilization has gotten to the point where something like the New Green Deal is simply not feasible. You want to finish your train of thought on that one?
Well, the Green New Deal, I think you alluded to, one of the things that it speaks about is essentially remaking or retrofitting, and in some cases tearing down and rebuilding every building in the United States to make it environmentally friendly and environmentally efficient, energy efficient. It talks about ridding the country of airplane travel. It talks about what it's really designed to do is redistribute money on a large scale. It talks about providing things like health care for everyone. It talks about a living wage and a living income for everyone, whether they work or not. And one of the actually more amazing pieces of language that it featured was whether, even if they don't want to work, so whether they choose to work or not, everyone is entitled to a living wage. And these are things that have been Marxist dreams since the 1850s. And this is what this is really a roundabout way, using the veil and the pretext of environmentalism to usher in socialist agendas that the left has wanted for generations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, being the son of Russian immigrants who had to basically run as fast as they could from Russia in 1917, the revolution, I have some pretty strong opinions on what you're talking about. John, I want to kind of segue into another subject. Recently, a TV series ran on Netflix entitled When They See Us. You, along with the foundation, pretty much took apart that TV series, pointing out the inaccuracies, and I have to say, for the most part, gross inadequacies that came out of that. Any comments on that?
Yes, I'm here.
Comments?
Hello, I heard some music. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Did you ask me to comment? Is that...
Yeah, let me start over if you don't mind. Hang on
sure.
A second. I'm sorry. Yeah, occasionally that goes off, but it's not a problem. I can edit all that stuff out. Okay, let's start over. No, I'll tell you what. Just let's go on for about 8 minutes with the thing about when they see us.
Sure.
You can just start right in. Your opinion, the inadequacies, etc.
Sure. You know, the series was made by a film director named Ava DuVernay, and she's got a long history of producing works that are focused heavily on race in the United States, and especially what she views as the inherent and really unending racism of the United States. Just to give you one brief example, she did a documentary film called 13th, and it was named after the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which outlawed slavery. But her film, her documentary, argued that even though slavery is technically illegal, it's really being perpetuated through a racist justice system and the mass incarceration, as she puts it, that is one of the justice system's hallmarks. So this Netflix series is really of a piece with that. The title of the series, I may have mentioned to you earlier, is meant to ask the question, what do people see when they see young black males? And her answer to that is that they see criminals. It's the story of how the justice system allegedly railroaded five innocent black and Hispanic teens to confessing to this rape. It was a crime that happened in April of 1989 where a white female investment banker was badly mutilated and beaten to within an inch of her life. And these young men all confessed, mostly on videotape, mostly with their parents present. And yet this film, this film basically rewrites history and presents them as innocent of the charges against them. And I can honestly tell you that I think it was a very effective piece of propaganda, because the confessions of these young men are all available to anyone who wants to view them on the internet. And if you go to those and you read the viewer comments below the confession videos, there are thousands of comments. And with no exaggeration whatsoever, these comments are almost entirely, almost unanimously sympathetic to the five young men. And almost every one of the people who comments was led to these videos by the Netflix series, and they say so. I was led here by the Netflix series, and then they give their comment, and they're very sympathetic to these young men. So it's a tragedy, but it was a very effective piece of propaganda, no question.
You know, I find that to be interesting, and I find that to be really sad, because the particular The particular ethnic group that I think is hurt the most by actions like that are the African Americans, you know, not being held accountable, assuming that the allegations that were given are untrue. When you grow up with the idea, when you mature with the idea that you're not going to be held accountable, you're going to be a bane on humanity, and that's just going to make things worse. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, there was a black New York Police Department officer. His name was Eric Reynolds, and he was the lead officer assigned in this case the night that it happened. He made some of the arrests, and he was kind of heading up the whole police investigation. He made the point that, listen, we had no motivation whatsoever to railroad these guys because of their skin color. When we were taking their confessions, this woman who was the victim was in a coma at that time. If she were to wake up and tell a story that was different from the one that we were putting forward, how would that make us look? And another one of his colleagues was a detective, a man by the name of Sheehan. He made the point that, listen, we've been on the job for 20 years or more. We're family men. We're working toward pensions. We have an awful lot on the line. Why in the world would we, simply to indulge, you know, our racism, why would we risk all that just to put false confessions into the mouths of a bunch of 14 and 15 year old boys? There simply is no way in the world we would have done it. And so, you know, you hear things like that, and then you see what the Netflix series did in portraying these young men, and you really just, it's breathtaking, the untruth that this series propagates. It's just a devastating piece of propaganda, and that's why I wrote the piece. I wanted at least to get a little bit of the truth out there.
John, I find it really interesting. That's obviously coming from, I would have to say, more likely than not, the left.
And, you know, we've already had our discussion about that. Mr. Perrazzo, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to try to get you back on the show once again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. So nice to be with you.
You know, I have to add something to the comments that John was making, and I want to add this for all of you listeners who hear us on the radio. And that is, number one, don't take a Bridget Portman lightly. She's a very excellent emerging playwright. I have available for anybody who wants it the script to her play, and I'm happy to give it to you. I decided to do it this way with this announcement by saying if you send me an email, Al Korlin, K-O-R-E-L-I-N, @gmail.com, and just tell me where to send. I can electronically send you or reply to you the entire script from this particular play. It really is a good one. There are some very, very interesting topics that she brings up. Topics that are interesting primarily to people, I would have to say, probably in our age group. I want to say a little bit about John Perrazzo also. John is a well-known author. John has written a number of books on the subject that we discuss on this show. The one that I'm very interested in reading is called From Shadow Party to Shadow Government. He also wrote, along with David Horowitz, a book entitled Government versus the People. Government versus the People. Occupy Wall Street, the Communist Movement Reborn is another interesting book. Take a look at them. All of them are available on Amazon.
The Korlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Korlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Korlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Korlin Economics Report.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.